Throughout this election season, whether you're talking state, local, or federal, one of the biggest issues has been education. And when you're talking about education, science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM, has been the main topic of conversation. These are universally believed to be the fields of the future, and America has been considered behind many other countries in the world as far as these particular fields. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. Karen D. Purcell, a professional engineer, has written a book not only about the importance of these fields, but about how few women are entering them. Purcell has been extremely successful as an electrical engineer and has written a book encouraging more girls to go into these fields. Karen, talk about that a little bit. First of all, how did you decide to become an engineer?
Well, I was very fortunate in that when I was in high school, my high school physics teacher noticed that I did really well in his physics class as well as my math classes, and he's the one that said to me, you should try engineering, and my response was, engineering? Well, what do they do? And he said, well, they can do anything. Well, that really intrigued me. So off I went to college, and I, when I was applying to schools, I had selected, you know, an engineering major, and so but when I went for my interviews, I said, well, I'm not really sure if this is what I want to do. And they said, well, just try it. If you don't like it, you know, you can change after your first semester. And I fell in love with it. I did really well in all my classes. So I continued, and I had selected electrical engineering. And so it was through his, just that quick little conversation that I had that really changed my life or made my life, you know, what it is today. And I think that there just is not a lot of or enough of encouragement, inspiration, awareness out there, especially to girls, that there are opportunities within the science, technology, engineering, and math fields. So I wrote the book as a tool and as an inspiration. I tell my story as well as other women's stories. If you are a young woman and you're interested in these fields, that there are opportunities out there for you. If science, technology, engineering, math is not your thing, that's okay too. But if you do like these fields, you should really consider going into these fields.
What do you think it was that teacher saw in you that made him believe you would do well in these fields?
I think it was just the aptitude and the ability that I had really in math and in figuring out the science problems and knowing that he probably saw that I had the type of attitude where, oh, I can do it. You know, I'm not going to let someone, the boy next to me or whomever next to me, stop me from doing what I want to do. So he probably saw that.
And it's really kind of sad to say that even in this day and age, many girls and young women still don't have that attitude that says, I can do whatever I want to do.
Exactly. And I think it, you know, it stems from the lack of encouragement, the lack of exposure to these fields. And so I think that parents, educators, people within the field need to really support and help open their eyes that they really can do whatever they want to do.
What would you like to see in terms of support systems for women in these fields?
You know, it's almost like it's ingrained in our blood that, you know, boys are a lot of times encouraged. If we see them good in math, teachers, educators, parents, everyone will really push boys, oh, you should try engineering. Oh, how about the math fields or how about the science fields? And it's just this unwritten bias that just exists out there that girls really aren't directed that way. You know, it starts when we're young and girls are given the Barbie dolls and boys are given the erector sets and the train sets and things like that. I think that it's maybe more of an awareness that, hey, there's nothing wrong with little girls playing with erector sets or train sets. And there's nothing wrong with girls, you know, participating in math programs. And I know that there really has been an increase in after-school programs or outside-school programs for girls with, you know, like math camps, science camps. There's some large corporations that offer, like, programs. For example, Microsoft has a program called, I think it's called DigiGirls, where they spend a day, they bring in girls from the community and show them what a career in technology is like. So I think it's making these programs, you know, open and girls aware of these programs, as well as just the encouragement and trying to really pay attention to the bias so that we don't have that bias You know, so that, for example, if teachers are in a classroom and that they don't just inherently focus on the boys, they also focus on the girls. Hey, you know, how about try this?
Is there in these fields an economic deterrent for some, say, low-income or at-risk girls that might prevent them from going into these programs? I mean, just because they're considered disadvantaged, male or female, that doesn't mean that they don't have brains and an ability. Is there something we should be looking at as a country, too? Should we come up with ways to encourage them to go into these fields?
Oh, I think absolutely we should encourage them. There's nothing, they can do it just like the next person can do it. And I think that they need to be encouraged. And there's plenty of scholarships available that are out there that can, you know, help. If someone's in a disadvantaged situation. And I think that anyone that shows an interest in these fields should be encouraged. And if you really want it, there's a way. You can find a way. Then, like I said, there's scholarships available and other help available, grants and so forth. So I think that they need to be encouraged even, you know, just as much, if not more so, than the next person.
Oh, absolutely, because these are the fields of the future.
Engineering fields are expected to grow by 17%. By 2018, and there are plenty of jobs out there available. And, you know, I know, for example, my company, we're trying to hire two or three electrical engineers right now, and it's challenging because there needs to be more people within these STEM fields.
And when you're talking about engineering, there's no end to the possibilities, because everything that has ever been made had to be engineered at some point.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, like my high school physics teacher had said, you can do anything you want to do. So I have an electrical engineering degree, and what my company does are the lighting, power, communication, system design for new and remodeled construction projects. So, like, you know, any new building that goes up, we create the plans, the blueprints that the contractor builds from. But there's so many other people that I went to school with that are doing things just completely different in electrical, like, you know, working with circuit boards or computer programming, and there's just opportunity after opportunity. I have friends that, you know, are doing civil engineering, that are working on roadways. Some are working, you know, for developing water treatment plants, you know, things like that. So there's so many opportunities.
So what can we do to spread the word? I would like to see schools get their hands on this book.
Yes, me too. That'd be great. They can go to my website, unlockingyourbrilliance.com. And as well, it's on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. That's where they can purchase it, on those last two. And my website links you there. There's also some tools and resources on my website for parents and teachers and students.
Karen D. Purcell, professional electrical engineer. The book is called Unlocking Your Brilliance, Smart Strategies for Women to Thrive in Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. It's a great book at a great time. It's time to quit talking about it and just do it.
Well, thank you so much for having me today.
For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.